Big Red Bench.
Absolutely delighted, you know. Very, very tough game. We knew that Dolphin were going to come at us with all guns blazing. A true Cork derby with 4 points at stake, and it was very, very important from a club point of view to get the win. We haven't won against Dolphin in two seasons, and where we are in the league, we needed to push on, and it was all about the 4 points tonight. And we're delighted we got them. We're 8 games on the trot now, and it's just about getting the games after the game, and getting performances and getting results, and we have a bit of momentum now, and it's very, very pleasing to as I said, to get 4 points to keep ourselves up there in the league, but also now it just sets us up nicely for a huge cup final next week against Gary Owen, which obviously is my former club, so there's going to be an added bit of spice to it, but we're very, very confident we'll be competitive, and we're looking to put in a good performance.
Tonight as well, obviously we had the bragging rights, but Kerry's Cup, putting forward the inaugural Kerry's Cup, made it the bit of silverware tonight too.
Absolutely, whenever there's a bit of silverware, it's always nice to win it as opposed to walking away without it. So, we were very, very conscious that Kerry's have been very, very good to Cork on, and it's a lovely thing to get a bit of silverware, and hopefully now we can add to that next week.
It was tough. It was always going to be. Maybe we took our opportunities better than they did, but. You know, Dolphin are a very good side. I think their league position at the moment doesn't do them justice. You know, they're a lot better than where they are. So, like, and it being a local derby as well, we knew it was going to be tough. And they came, they played very well. They had good intensity in what they did. They upped the pace when they had the ball, when they were attacking us. And we showed some great, very good defence there. We were very resolute in defence to keep them out.
Another finely poised game there at half-time tonight. You've mentioned their missed opportunities possibly, but where do you think he took control in the second half?
I think the territory, although the wind didn't seem very strong, it was a very good wind to kick with. So when we had it in the second half, it allowed us to play a territory, pressure-type game on them. Which is what we did. We scored from some good kicking from Tomas and from Dara, to get us into good position. And our forwards did very well to first of all turn over the ball and then score from a very good maul. So we're happy with that,
And obviously it would have been a mute dressing room after the last derby, but very celebratory scenes there now.
Absolutely. It did. Dolphin beat us twice last year, which is not what you want with your local rivals, so... We were happy. They came back and drew late in the last game, so it felt like a loss to us, almost. So, yeah, we were happy tonight. I wouldn't say we played particularly well, but we did the right thing at the right time to come out on top, which we're very happy with.
Yeah, another big 4 points in the league as well.
Yeah, it is. The league is very tight. I think we're in third at the moment, and we're, 3 points off second from bottom. So, it's really tight, and the 4 points are huge, huge for us.
And what does tonight's victory do for your cup final next week?
Obviously, it's good to win. Winning's a bit of a habit. It's going to be a huge battle again next week, a real test of character, because Gary Owen are a very good team this year. I know they went down last year, but I think they've got a lot of very good players in, and they're playing with real confidence at the moment. So. We know that it's going to be huge, and we're going to have to be at our very best, and hopefully we might win.
Yeah, good 70 minutes, the last five fielders, I think. It was a tight game. We had quite a lot of opportunities, but the difference between the end of it is that they were much more clinical in the red zone where we were. They took the drive maul, they took the kicks where they got them, and it was most probably the last 5 minutes apart from that. We had five, six opportunities to put balls over, but for some reason we can't get over the chalk a minute. So, losing Ryan early was a big loss for us, no doubt. It looks like he's done something serious there. But the boys reset and composed, and we worked on. But, it was a tough night for us. I didn't think it was a 17-6 game at all, a 17-5 at the end. I thought it should have been a lot more, but look, it isn't, and we've got to make sure now that we keep battling on, which we are. This is such a tight margin in this league a minute, and at the minute we're coming out the other end of it, but I'm sure if we continue working hard, we'll come back out the other way, as well.
You're still chasing that first win though. Is it because of the performances? Is it very frustrating?
It is frustrating. Look, I've been at this coaching for quite a long time and understanding what it is as well, and look, it's sometimes you've got to get one to get two. I've said this in the last few weeks, but you've got to get one first. The small margins at the minute on the tight area, especially in their red zone tonight, we didn't come out the better off. You know, we had four or five clear opportunities to put scores on the board, and we didn't get them. And in this league, you can't do that because other teams will get them, and then that means you're chasing, you know. So they are the margins we're working on a lot, and we are working on them. We're hugely working on them a minute, but it's okay doing them, but you've got to execute when it comes to game, and that's something we're not doing a minute, you know.
Is that because you can't match the match day intensity in training?
I don't think it's that at all. No, I think training-wise, absolutely, they work hard, you know, but you know it's a different environment when you're at that level in training to where you are in a local derby, you know, 5 yards from someone's line, you know, and that can be the margins of difference. If you look at it, their try come from a drive maul, apart from that, it was all penalties. You know, we had an opportunity 3 or 4 times with drive mauls, 2 yards from the line, and we didn't take them. And if you don't take them at this level, you get punished. And to the end, we got punished, and that's where you lose the games, you know.
You mentioned losing Ryan. Is that a really bad arm injury? Was it?
It looks like, yeah, it is. I'm not fully sure. I'll have a crack with it when I go into the medical group there now, but it did look quite serious, to be honest, you know. And he's been flying a minute. He's been doing so well for us, but like, he's a huge loss. But I don't know what it is this year. We've just had injury after injury after injury, and it just keeps going. But look, you know, at the end of the day, all I know is we keep working harder. Someone else has to step up and play well, and we just keep doing it. That's the way it is. We just had one of those years where we had a lot of unluckiness with the injuries, and they're not injuries of hammies. They, you know, they're quite serious ones. So we just got to keep working, keep building. You know, we'll get rest this week now, and then we're back into the January campaign, you know.
Since I spoke to you last, I think that was after round 6, where have you seen progress?
I've seen it defensively, definitely. You know, if you look at it, the tries aren't being leaked at all now. It's a huge step forward for where we were. I think definitely, you know, our set piece has been a big work on, because we had a lot of injuries with the front row, and a lot of new boys that come in and found their feet. They've got a lot better as well, you know. I just think the area we've got to get better on, which is the one we've continually working, I've seen improvements in, then is the offensive shape, you know, getting us in those red zones and scoring. You know, it's easy to get to the line, but you've got to get over it, and I think that's the difference for what we need to be constantly working on. And you know, the small margins of those, and we've got to get better and come out the better end of them, you know.
We're happy with the performance, really. Can't play a good game. They were clinical when they had to be. We didn't take our chances, and we were 5 yards out, and we can only blame ourselves about it, really. But other than that, I was happy with our performance. We can build on it from here now.
Not taking your chances, is that the most frustrating? You know, the
absolutely
fact you can't finish attacks.
Absolutely, yeah. We work hard enough all the way up the pitch. We work in our defence, we work in our attack, and then we get 5 yards out, and we're just not clinical at the moment, and showing in our results at the moment, but it is something we're working on, to be honest. So all we can do now is bring it into the next game by game. I know we say it every week, but we are building, we are getting better, so it'll come.
Another good game against Conn in a local derby, but
yeah.
Draw the last night. Obviously, you're on the receiving end of a loss tonight, but
yeah.
Another battle.
Yeah, another battle, regardless of positions in the table or people's form. When Dolphin and Conn come together, it's always going to be a great game. Passion comes out. Everything else goes out the window, and it comes down to the two teams on the pitch. So, yeah, great derby again, I suppose, and this time Conn got the better. So we can have no complaints, really. They were the better team on the day. We were happy.
After the Christmas, so it's that looking to get a finish and finally get the win. How frustrating from a playing point of view is it to not still be chasing that?
No, we're not thinking of it. Of course, it's in the back of our head, but we have to take it game by game. If we keep holding on to it, we haven't got a win, it's never going to come. So we have a Christmas period now. We'll take 4 or 5 days off, and we'll go back at it hard after Christmas. So Young Munster's on the 3rd. It'll be another tough game, but we're going to come back. Our backs are against the wall now. We're bottom of the league, and we all know it. So, but we are building, and we'll be better. So.
But you're not playing like a team that are bottom of the league, do you know what I mean?
We're not. That's what's frustrating about it. Like, we were happy with our performance today. It's just when we're clinical, that's the thing. We are building, so we know it will come. That's why we're not panicking. That's why we're not thinking about us not having a win at the moment, because we know it will come. And from the end of the season, we'll be fighting, and I have no doubt in us that we'll be still there.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
with Kiri's Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Accept no substitute. Kiri's, Cork, Mallow, Middleton, and Kiri's.ie.